Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Moorcroft man declared deceased at hospital following arrest at a traffic stop. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Gillette Police Department issued an official release following the incident, which occurred Tuesday afternoon. On April 3rd at approximately 2 p.m., an officer with the Gillette Police Department stopped a 1993 Harley-Davidson motorcycle for a traffic violation near the intersection of North Garner Lake Road and Clover Road. Sheriff Scott Matheny told Basin Radio Network they assisted with a canine free air sniff during the stop. After a positive indication and subsequent search, a used methamphetamine pipe was found in a saddlebag on the motorcycle, and a search of the man also yielded a small baggie of possible methamphetamine, according to Matheny. According to the press release following the investigation and search, the 62-year-old male operator of the motorcycle, Clayton Westover of Moorcroft, was arrested by Gillette police officers for possession of a controlled substance. He was then transported to the Campbell County Detention Center at approximately 2:40 p.m. The press release states that during the transport from the scene of the traffic stop, Westover indicated he was feeling ill. Upon arrival at the jail at 2:51 p.m., the officer requested an ambulance. EMS arrived at the jail at around 2:57 p.m., and Westover was then transported to Campbell County Health. He was later pronounced deceased at 6:51 p.m. The Wyoming Division of Criminal Investigation is investigating the incident. Campbell County Coroner Paul Wallum confirmed there is an autopsy scheduled for Monday in Rapid City, South Dakota. No further information will be released until the investigation is complete. Alleged wolf torment case not covered by Wyoming animal cruelty laws. The alleged tormenting of a wolf in Sublette County has sparked widespread outrage with calls for stricter animal cruelty charges. Wyoming's laws currently do not encompass wolves under animal cruelty statutes, which are limited to domestic animals. According to Cowboy State Daily, former Wyoming Attorney General Gay Woodhouse said, "You're looking at two different things between the treatment of a domestic animal and a wild animal. The animal cruelty charges and penalties don't apply to the hunting, capture, or destruction of any predatory animal or other wildlife in any manner not otherwise prohibited by law, according to Wyoming statute." Senator Larry Hicks of Baggs doesn't anticipate legislative changes due to this incident, citing difficulties in crafting a narrowly applicable law. A $250 fine was issued to a man cited for illegal possession of a live wolf. The man ran the wolf down with a snowmobile February 29th, disabling it, then taped its mouth shut and kept it alive for a time, at one point showing it off to bar patrons in Daniel, a tiny town in Sublette County. Many expressed dissatisfaction with the penalty, considering it insufficient for the severity of the offense. Wyoming Game and Fish defended its handling of the case, emphasizing legal constraints and privacy regulations regarding wildlife. While some criticize the agency's response, Hicks suggests that public condemnation serves as a potent deterrent even without legislative intervention. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.